Welcome to Operation Move Podcast. My name is Zoe, and this week I'm going to be talking about why the efficient choice is not always the best choice and how you want to prioritize your time around running and how that sometimes means less running to better support the foundation of your running. Thing that I've been working on this week is that the most efficient use of my time isn't always the best use of my time, and which for somebody who's highly organized it can take a little while to learn, but it sort of started as looking at my sleep, and I was like, my preference is to get up early and do my session in the morning so that I've got as much time as possible through the day for work and everything else, because, you know, like something that I can get done in, you know, sort of like an hour and a half in the morning before like taking kids to school, if I do that during the day, it always seems to take up more time. Like, you know, if I'm doing like I did an hour and a half run, and by the time I get them to school, so to come back, have another coffee, get ready, it doesn't matter how well I'm like already dressed and prepared, there always seems to be some extra faffing that tends to happen when I get home. By the time I do that, maybe like probably, I think like I had an extra walk at the end, you know, really it's sort of like a 1.5 hour run is like 2 hours to 2.5 hours by the time all of that gets factored in, and then I've got like probably 3 hours before I've been picking up. And so my preference is generally to not do that. But this week I was sort of looking at my sleep and I was like, yeah, you know, like with getting up so early, like it hasn't been that bad. I've probably been averaging like about 7.5. But to keep it that way, or to like to try and get closer to 8, I was like, I'm going to have to sacrifice some of those early mornings to just sleep in and then go for my run and just like take the hit on that extra time during the day. And what actually ended up happening is not only was I better rested, but I enjoyed the run a lot more because I'm not like running in the dark in loops with street lights, which for the most part I'm fine with, but after a while it can start to get to you. And particularly when I'm doing so much of my running early, you know, like other than on the weekend where, you know, like I can start that later on. And not everyone has the ability to run during the day, but I do. So, you know, for me, in that sense, then the best use of my time is sleep, and do a run at a time where not only can I go somewhere different because it's not dark, but I can sort of like run on hills, and you know, I can sort of like get away from the, you know, like traffic and people, and just be like pretty trees and like all the rest of it. And so that is one way where it's less efficient, but it's a lot better. And it's sort of similar with structuring the strength training a bit too in the afternoon. Like in theory, after I pick up the kids from school, I could do that in the afternoon, but the reality is so different to that. Again, like I would tend to prefer to do that because then I can just focus on the work I have to do during the day and not do my strength training during the day, just do it in the afternoon. But in practice, what happens is I get home and they're like, Mama, please make me 5 meals in a row. Or they'll sort of like be like, can you get me this one thing and then this one thing and then this one thing? Or all of a sudden there'll be some like big projects that they have to do, like, Mama, let's grow crystals, or whatever it is. And you know, that is not something that I want to feel like there's any sort of like tension between, really. Like I just want to do what they want me to do, and otherwise it can get like a little bit disjointed. So also this week, starting to just like position that during the day rather than when they're at home, and then I can just artwork on whatever crazy school project they've got, or the endless stream of snacks and meals to roll them into dinner time, is all done. And that way it just makes me less stressed, because I'm less feeling like I have to sort of like squeeze a sort of like a square peg into a round hole with that. And you know, I've sort of started to try and take a look at it as like, what is the outcome for this day that I'm looking for? So, you know, like with the run, that it was like a moderate run, but it is designed as a recovery day. So the best thing for a recovery day is A, more sleep, and B, do something that's going to feel rejuvenative, not something that's going to be a chore with, in terms of sort of like getting up early and finding it difficult to run around in circles. And so that is sort of like what I take into account when I'm then looking at like how to manage things that I want to get done in the time that I want to get them done. So the key to making good decisions for things that you need to make decisions on throughout the week are always about knowing what the purpose of the session is. So for example, like if you've had your a couple of weeks out from a half marathon, and you've just done like a really big long run, or maybe even 3 weeks out, and you are just feeling like pretty depleted, pretty tired, and next week you've got sort of like a long-ish run or a similarly long run, you can look at that and kind of go, okay, I've done all of the work at this stage for my event. The goal now at this point, as I'm like going into this taper period, is not to do more work, it's to get to the start line in good shape. So therefore, the outcome of that longish run is actually to like sort of start tapering down. Now, if you're feeling like maybe more tired than what you'd expect, then you're 100% best off to taper that down so that you're getting like the desired feeling rather than necessarily the specific session. And you can pretty much like, and that's the taper period is a classic example of when you should pay attention to how you feel and a lot less to what is on the plan. Like it's a great time to have like shorter kind of workouts that will take you through some race pace stuff, but at a much, for much less time, so that your body can get used to it and remember, yep, this is what we're doing, but also having loads and loads of recovery. But never step away from the fact that the goal is the recovery. And similarly, like if you've got just in your general training, if you're looking at doing a long run and it's all like done at an easy pace and you're kind of going, should I be doing this all continuously, or is it okay if like I stop for, you know, like to take pictures, or is it okay if I kind of like pause and then do park run and then like pause that and then start up again? If the goal is for it to be easy, then all of that is completely fine. Whereas if you're say doing a workout, then you can look at that and go, okay, well, the desired outcome of this is that I have all of this time at this intensity. I really probably shouldn't break that up and should just do it all in one go if at all possible. And so to make that, it makes it easier, obviously, if you know what the purpose is behind the session, then it makes it easier for those choices to be made. And similarly with your like with your week, if you've got sort of like 3 or 4 sessions through the week and you just know that it's just one of those weeks where not everything is going to get done, you can then look at the week and go, okay, like what is the goal for this week through the training? And then it makes it a lot easier to take out the things that are less of a priority for that week and just go with the things that are most important. So so once you sort of like work that out, then it's a lot easier to make good decisions that are going to sort of propel you forward even in less than ideal circumstances. Also really good to keep in mind that often it is just so much easier to prioritize things for the training week and deprioritize more health related things, but it should be the other way around. It's easier to do that because, you know, like it's one run, so it's 30 minutes, it's 45 minutes, it's an hour, whatever it is. And that is, in a lot of ways, easier to get yourself to do than to, like, manage a whole lifestyle change with sleep and food and all the rest of it. And so it becomes an easy way for you to kind of, like, tick that off and go, well, that's done, and now I can kind of, like, clock off with these other things. But for the most part, taking care of those other things will have like a huge impact on the efficacy of what your training is. So oftentimes in a week, if you are sort of, if food has been something that you've been struggling with, you'd be better off like missing a run and like having some food prep. Or if you've had a super stressful week, you're better off missing a run and getting a proper sleep. And it's not sexy, and it's probably a lot of the time not what you necessarily feel like doing, because you don't get that sort of that good feeling so much afterwards. But it is going to have a lot more crossover into your sessions and how things feel and longevity and consistency and all of those things that you need, rather than having an approach of like, I've got to find a way to be like so super efficient with my time that I can jam pack everything into every last millisecond of the day. And just looking at, okay, like, what can I achieve, and is my sleep in an optimal enough situation that it is going to support this amount of training, and is my nutrition in an optimal enough situation that it is going to support this kind of training load. All of those things you want to sort of like take into account before you go into a sort of like a more is more approach, because otherwise what you're kind of risking is like you'll have like a period of high volume and high activity, and then everything will sort of tend to fall apart either health wise or energy wise or whatever it is. So that is also something to take a look at, because it can be really easy to underestimate just how much you need in those sort of like basic areas of sleep and nutrition to sort of like fuel like a running program, and particularly one with that is specific with workouts and everything else like that. And it's one of those things where it can be like quite surprising to people, like what, like how much I actually eat on workout days. Like when I've got like sort of, you know, like once you have like the warm up and cool down, it's probably on big workout days, it's probably adds up to about, you know, like 2 hours, 2.5 hours, something like that. Not all at high intensity. I've probably got about like an hour at a decent level of intensity, and the rest is sort of like warm up, cool down, all that sort of stuff. But even so, you know, it's like I'm probably, by the time I get home, I would probably have had about 1,000 to 1,500 calories worth of food and fuel at that point in time. And those workouts wouldn't happen on a consistent basis if I wasn't doing that. And so if you want that sort of consistency, then it is something that you want to sort of like look at your week and go, okay, like I need to invest this time in this. And, you know, so what part of that, how I would then prioritize some of the time is going, okay, like at night, I need to get ready my breakfast for the next day, and I need to sort of like get everything organized and have enough time in the morning that I can eat before I leave, and just like set those things up so that it is not a, that's not part of the process that I'm sacrificing for the time. Thank you for listening to the Operation Move podcast. I will be back next week. And as always, if you have any questions at all, just let me know. I'm happy to talk about that next week. We've got, at the moment, if you sign up for the intro walking fitness and strength program, which is free, it runs for 8 weeks. And if you sign up before the end of June, then you'll be in a perfect spot to be finishing up that just as the next Learn to Run starts. That is, you can sign up to that. There's a pinned post in the community group, which I'll link up to, and you can sign up through that. You might also see a few ads running around because that is being advertised at the moment too. So yeah, that can be a great way to get some introductory exercise in, start building that habit so you aren't starting from absolute zero when you start to learn to run in September.